also been higher in oil prices, back over $82 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Boley is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Boley.
Hey, welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Knowing the Truth radio program. This is Pastor Kevin Boley, and it's certainly a pleasure to be back with you here on in the station, in the studio, and on the air. We're going to talk about a very important subject today. We're going to talk about the subject of spiritual depression, and even more specifically about spiritual depression, its causes, and its cure. A lot of people may not be familiar with this, but let me just tell you that there was a well-known preacher that some people in the listening audience will be very familiar with. Others may have just heard his name, but his name was Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. And Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones had a very unique ministry in London. The years of Dr. Jones' life spanned from 1899 until 1981. So he passed away in the first year into the 1980s. And 30 years of ministry, just a tremendous ministry. Some people have even concluded that he may have been the greatest preacher of the 20th century. Just had a remarkable God-given abilities to share the gospel. He was also a tremendous counselor as well. And because of that, the influence that he had, that his ministry had in London was just remarkable. And not just London, but now around the world. Well, there's an organization called Granted Ministries. It's www.grantedministries.org that has taken on the project of reprinting Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones' book, Spiritual Depressions and the Causes and Cures. And so they put this together now in a really handy one-volume book here. Included in the book, though, in the back of the book, there is also an MP3 file, or an MP3 CD, I should say. And on that CD are all the sermons that are mentioned in the book that make the lay the groundwork and are the foundation of all that this book is about. And so it's a really great resource. A number of people are saying wonderful things about it. For instance, Ian Murray says this: "This new edition is one of the most valued books of the last half century and will surely be welcomed. I've heard Christians in all parts of the world speak of what it has meant to them. For the first time, readers of Lloyd-Jones will have it the best material from Lloyd-Jones basically put into into your hands." That's basically what he's saying and getting to in his quote here. It's just been a tremendous resource for me. I've read through many of the sermons that are here in this book, listened to some of the audio file as well. Dr. Jones, in his own words, recorded preaching and sermons from Dr. Jones. And so I just wanted to take the time today to do a couple of things. One, I wanted to find out more about Granted Ministries and why it is that they have taken this project, as well as some other really good ones that I saw out on their website, on, and tell us a little bit about that ministry. And then I want to turn our attention to a specific look at this book, Spiritual Depression, and talk about what is that, what is spiritual depression. And since the book says, you know, its causes and cure, I want to talk a little bit about the causes of spiritual depression. Christians do go through this. And what is the cure? How do we find an answer for these things in our life? And who better to do that with with than the director of Granted Ministries, and his name is Chad Thompson, and Chad is with us via the phone today. So, Chad, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Chad, I just set that up there just a moment ago with the idea that I'd love to hear more about Granted Ministries. Tell us a little bit about who Granted Ministry is and what you guys are doing and what sort of material you're providing.
Sure. Well, we've adopted a slogan here at Granted Ministries just to try and briefly describe what we do. And it has kind of four headings, and so let me just kind of say what those are and then very quickly just take those in turn, and I think you'll get a pretty good full-orb view of what we're trying to do.
That'd be great.
So first is clear advice, and then easy navigation, and then ministry prices, and finally trusted content. And so just in turn, clear advice. You know, very often as Christians come to an issue in their walk, whether it be a crisis of some kind or maybe a theological issue, and they just can't seem to find their way through, or whatever it may be, they just need help in understanding God's Word on some particular point. I think we've all been there. We've had times where we've either gone and sought help from a pastor or other Christians we've known. For whatever reason, our own reading of the Bible or our own place of Christian maturity, we've needed outside help for what we're dealing with. And so while we certainly want to encourage people to seek help from their pastors and the people that know them personally, because those are the people that know their lives and can counsel them very wisely, very often, though, a book or a sermon from some other minister who God is blessed with just a great ability and insight into that issue can be a real help. You know, God says he gives us, Ephesians 4, you know, speaks to us about that God gives us men for the building up of the saints in the church. And so when these men have something to say that's clear and that makes a lot of sense to us and can help us through these issues, we want to try to make the best of those things available to the Christian public. And when we do so, we try to explain in a brief review just kind of what you can expect in these resources that we make available and who those resources are most likely to help. So we try to come alongside and give sound and clear advice about all the things that are out there.
Let me interject just one thought there, Chad, on this. I've met people, in fact, I just met a fellow preacher just the last couple days, and I started to speak with him about, you know, what I do, or he was asking me where I pastored, and then he also, I mentioned to him about having the radio program as well, and I mentioned that I do about 150 author interviews a year. And so I said a number of people that I'm sure that he may be familiar with and ministries that he would be familiar with. So I said, is there a certain book that you're reading right now or have recently read? And he said, oh, I don't read any books like that. You know, I don't read anybody like that. And I bumped into a few people over the years like this that seemed to have the impression, almost like the folks that won't have a creed or any sort of substandard that they hold to, because they just say, well, the Bible is my creed, which sounds really good, and it certainly is our ultimate creed, but there are substandards as well. And certainly our counsel and our instruction comes from the Word of God. We believe in the sufficiency of God's Word. But as you just mentioned, God gave gifts unto men, and you know, in the providence of God, they have studied out a certain area, and having done that, you know, we should avail ourselves of the resources that are there. I would think, obviously, you agree.
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, part of that idea that we hold to the Bible as our creed means we believe Ephesians 4 and 8 to 16, and this idea that, you know, God has given gifts to the church in the form of gifted men to build up the church. And I think we hurt ourselves when we you know, try to go it alone and be lone rangers in this thing of interpreting the Bible and applying it. And certainly, you know, even you have instances in the New Testament where Christians gather together to discern what was right, and we want to be Bereans. We certainly want to not take these things you know, just hear it from men and say, well, you know, well, if this guy said it's true, then it must be. We, like you said, the word is certainly our authority, our final authority. We've got to deal with that and make sense of it and build our lives on that. But
yeah, the flip side of that coin, of course, would be people that only read other books and never get around to reading the scriptures itself. Just 2 weeks ago, I was at a banquet, and John Piper was the keynote speaker, and he actually told people in the audience that some people needed to stop reading John Piper books. He said that some people quote me, you know, speaking of himself, John Piper, he said some people quote me more than they quote the Bible, and he said that is just wrong, and I would encourage you people to stop reading John Piper books and pick up your Bible. So there is a balance here, a good, healthy balance that we can strike. And I just wanted to interject that in the first point that you were bringing out about clear advice, so that people would understand that there is a way to do this, and a way to do it that is honoring to God and glorifies Him.
Amen. Well, the next thing I would say is, the next kind of heading for us was this thing of easy navigation. And you know, when we as a group of men just kind of looked out over the internet and various sermon websites and Christian book magazines and publisher magazines and journals and all those things that Christians generally look to again and again to find helpful resources, to see what's coming out, maybe if there's something that could give them some help in some area, we just found that, like a lot of other people, you can get tired of trying to just sort through all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you need help on an issue, at least personally, I just want to be able to quickly find what's the most helpful book out there, what's the most helpful messages that are out there on that. And I don't want to spend half my time trying to figure out what that thing might actually be.
Mm.
And so we just try to be, in that way, different than a lot of other websites and bookstores that have their place and are very helpful. But we just made the decision to be the kind of website that you could go and just get the top, maybe just two or three resources on a subject, and anything else we just weren't going to push. And so that means there's a lot of good material that's out there that's not on our website that's very helpful, and we wouldn't discourage people from listening to those things or reading those things. But hopefully it means that everything on our website is very good and very helpful, and that makes our website clean and easy to navigate, and not, you don't get bogged down, and it's just a very quick process to get on our website and find what you need and what might help you.
Well, that's great, and I love that concept, because I've said for years that the good thing about the internet is that there is tons of information, a lot of information. The bad thing about the internet is there is tons of information, a lot of information. So you get, just there's so much to go through. If you have a trusted source that you can go to that is gathering the information, and I'm finding that this is where the internet as a whole is going. People are now, like in the medical field, they are doing the searching for people. So if you have a certain illness, let's say a hyperthyroidism or something like that, you could just start searching the internet, but you know, you're going to come up with literally millions of hits if you type in something like a hyperthyroid condition or something like that. But there's groups now out there that are filtering through these and finding the best resources within there. Some of them are even doing it on a cost basis, but then they will provide you with the best material. So they're actually creating a whole industry out of filtering the results that are coming. So you guys are doing it here. As us being, as a pastor, as being physicians to the soul, we're looking to type in a certain spiritual illness, if I could put it that way, and trying to find out, you know, then what is the information that's out there, the resources that are available for people. So I love the whole concept about this easy navigation, going to one place. You know, I actually do this and with the books that I receive. The publishers send me books. In fact, even just now, I just had a couple emails pop up from publishers that are saying, hey, here's my author, can I send you this book? And between you and me, we'll just keep this our secret.
Sure.
There's a lot of junk out there in Christian writing. I can't believe some of the books that come across my desk. I was just One was pitched to me earlier this morning, just before I left the office. A book was pitched to me, and the girl was basically denying Christianity. And one of the publishers was publishing her book and said, you know, this was the new wave of things with young people. Are you interested in having her on your program? And I emailed back, absolutely not. I'm not interested. And so to have one place, a trusted source, or a few places on the Internet, trusted sources, that we can go to is certainly very, very helpful, and we appreciate you guys doing that. Again, I interrupted you, but please continue on.
No, that's fine. I'll hurry on. The next thing was just ministry prices. And, you know, just as you mentioned, there's so much that's out there. And, you know, as I said, you've got some issue you're trying to deal with and get help with. And maybe you buy a couple books, and now you're on to your third book before you found the guy that really, really knew what he was talking about. And you spent that money, and you've invested that time. And so we just try to, in a couple ways, alleviate that kind of thing from happening. And the first one, of course, is, again, being very selective in what we offer, so you're not buying the several different books to try to find what you need. And then the other thing is just that we are, you know, we don't believe that godliness is a means of gain. And when the Lord returns again at the judgment, and the judgment begins at the people of God, we don't want our table overturned. Mm-hmm. And so we're a non-for-profit ministry. There's one brother who works part-time. He just fills orders and keeps an eye on the daily operations. But other than him, nobody else at Grandin Ministries makes a dime. Mm-hmm. So our prices are low, and that means, you know, sometimes you can find specials and sales at other places that are maybe cheaper. But generally, you know, our prices are as low as they can be, and you just rarely find a better deal. So, and then even part of that money that we ask for, part of that goes to fund a what you can, kind of a pay what you can policy. We call it what you can afford, and mm-hmm. folks contact us pretty regularly and ask for assistance if they're confident that some given resource will help them grow and they can't afford the price we ask. We'll just send it for whatever they can afford. So we really try to be a ministry with our prices. Mm. And then the last heading, and I'll hurry on here, is just trusted content. And here again, we just do our best to try to provide you with the best books in print and not just the latest offerings from the publishers. We want to point you, you know, just to the best sermons on the issue, not just the latest message from a well-known preacher, mm-hmm. you know, whatever he preached last Sunday. That it may not be all that helpful for you. And so, again, if Ephesians 4, 8-16 is true, and if Christ really has given gifts to the church and in the form of gifted men, both inside and outside the context of the local church, and those men are able to help us grow and mature, then we should avail ourselves of these men and these gifts. We've got to be Bereans and test these things with Scripture. So that's true, but also we live in this, like you said, this day of technology that puts the whole world at our fingertips, and you know, there ought to be a way of edifying the saints with that content, but not overwhelming them, you know, with this a massive selection. And so that's just really the heart of what we're doing at this time at Grandin Ministries.
Mm. Let me remind the listening audience that we're speaking with Chad Thompson. Chad is the director of Grandin Ministries. I gave their website at the top of the program, but it's www.grantedministries.org. Granted and Ministries is all one word, grantedministries.org, and you can go out there and find just a whole wonderful grouping of wonderful material. Let me give you a little flavor for the types of material that are out there to the listening audience. The first one under the book heading is one that I found very helpful, is The Attributes of God by Arthur W. Pink. If you haven't had the opportunity to read A.W. Pink, there's a good place to start. He's got another great, well-known book called The Sovereignty of God, but this is the one on the attributes of God, and certainly I was preaching on the attribute of God, one of the attributes of God, this past Lord's Day in my own church. It's an excellent study. Also, just I'll zip through a couple of these. There's an autobiography of George Mueller that is out there. There's E.M. Bounds on prayer. There's the late John Stott, his book on the cross of Christ. Of course, John Stott just went home to be with the Lord just last week. We have Evangelism and the Sovereignty of God by J.I. Packer. Dr. Packer has been with me on this program talking about some of his books. The Excellent Wife by Martha Peace. Martha's been on the program speaking about that particular book. And Stuart Scott about the Exemplary Husband. He's been on, and excellent resources there, marriage resources or marriage-related resources. I just mentioned John Piper a few moments ago. They have out here at Granted Ministries, they have the 50 Reasons Why Jesus Came to Die. Just an excellent resources, obviously, when we are in the season preparing for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and thinking about his death. But here Piper has listed 50 different reasons as to why Jesus came to die. Just very, very helpful to put your thoughts and your attention on that important subject. Phil Johnson from Grace to You was with me last Thursday on the broadcast. We were talking about John MacArthur and some of the advice that he has been given to the young reformers today, the Young Restless and Reformed group. Well, they've got a book out here called The Gospel According to Jesus. I made mention of that on the program the other day. That's written by John MacArthur. It's an excellent, excellent book, basically dealing with the idea of the Lordship salvation issue and what did Jesus really say? What is the gospel and what is required of us in the gospel? Here's another good one. I could spend the whole broadcast talking about these different books, but here's another great one is The Handbook of Church Discipline by Jay Adams. Jay is right here in our area. I was trained in biblical counseling under Jay Adams. And so, Dr. Adams, well over 100 books. Here's one of the best. I like his book, of course, that started it all, Competent to Counsel. But here is the book, A Handbook of Church Discipline. Extremely important and extremely practical. Dr. Sproul, I can't get on without mentioning this, The Holiness of God. If you haven't read that book, that's basically the ministry of Dr. Sproul in one volume. He's been speaking about the Holy, and rightfully so, the attribute of God, the only one that the angels say, holy, 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 before the throne, exalting that particular attribute of the essence of Almighty God. They've got J.C. Ryle's book on holiness. Ryle, just fantastic to read any of Ryle's material. So I'm whetting the appetite a little bit for the folks in our listening audience. And these prices on here are excellent. They have really, Chad wasn't kidding when he said that they tried to make it as affordable as possible. If you go out there, you'll see that these are very, very reasonably priced and very beautifully bound as well, too. So you've got a good, solid book in your hand. I know a lot of people are doing a lot with Kindles and iPads and these types of things. I like to hold the book in my hand. The publishers do send them to me electronically as well, but I always tell them follow it up with an actual book. I like to sit in a comfortable chair and read the book. So we're going to switch gears here when we come back from. We got to take a quick commercial break. I want to tell our listening audience one thing first. You are certainly welcome to participate in the program today. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Also, my email is up and running. It's kevin@knowingthetruth.org. That's kevin@knowingthetruth.org. When we come back, we're going to switch gears with Chad. We're going to talk about spiritual depression, its causes and its cures. Yes, Christians still struggle with the area of depression, but spiritual depression, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Would you please welcome the pride of Alexandria, Indiana, your host, Bill Gaither.
Hey, thanks, Phil, and welcome to Homecoming Radio. Do we ever have a great show for you?
You can hear some of the great Christian music you grew up with Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, heard every Sunday evening at 5 o'clock on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza. They'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio program today. We're talking about the subject of spiritual depression and its causes and its cure. And we're doing so with our special guest today, Chad Thompson, who's the director of Granted Ministries. Again, that's www.grantedministries.org to find out more. We're going to go back to that discussion in just a moment. I just want to give you a heads up on three things. One, as I mentioned just before the break, I mentioned that you can certainly participate in the program today. And in order to do that, there's two ways that are set up for you to be able to do that. One is the toll-free number. It's good nationwide. That number is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I wanted to mention to you that there's a brand new photography studio located right here in Greenville, a new and awesome kind of portrait studio. No longer are you going to have to settle for those old national chain type pictures where they pull out that bogus picture of the bookshelf behind you or a post and rail fence or any of that type of photographic nonsense. You have the opportunity now to get some really good pictures of your family and your kids. And let me give you the place to be able to do that, and I'm even going to give you a discount to be able to do it. The place to do it is at Kachu Kids. It's over there on Woodruff Road. It's www.kachukids.com. It's a brand new type of portrait studio, and it'll be just an awesome experience. And I'll tell you what, if you go over there and tell them that you heard it on the Knowing the Truth radio program, you get a 20% discount. So go over, check them out on the web first. You'll be able to see some of the pictures that they've done. They're just awesome. It's www.kachukids.com. Kachu is spelled K-A-C-H-O-O. So it's K-A-C-H-O-O, Kachu Kids, all one word, .com. Go out there and check it out. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Also, I wanted to mention to you that Dr. E. Calvin Beisner is coming to the area. He's coming as my guest to the area. He'll be preaching at Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, the church that I pastor in Traveler's Rest, on the last Sunday of this month. So that's Sunday, August 28th. The church is located out in Traveler's Rest, right on Highway 25 and Blue Ridge Drive. Dr. Beisner is the founder and the national spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance. And I've spoken a lot about the Cornwall Alliance, but they are dedicated to a biblical view of stewardship of the earth. They have spoken out against this radical environmentalism that is taking place today and how the church should not only expose it, but also how the church should oppose it. So he'll be speaking there in Sunday school, and in the Sunday school you have an opportunity then to ask him a few questions as well. And then he'll also be opening up the Word of God and preaching in the morning worship service. Sunday school is at 10. The morning worship service is at 11. And I certainly want to give you the opportunity. If you need any more information, just shoot me an email. The email is kevin@knowingthetruth.org. That's kevin@knowingthetruth.org. And I'll be happy to get some more information into your hand. By the way, for the preachers listening out there, anybody in church ministry, church work, full-time, you know, like a pastor or an elder, doesn't have to be full-time, but an elder in the church, even a student, a theological student, we've pulled together a pastor's fellowship, and Dr. Beissner is going to address the pastor's fellowship as well. That fellowship will be held on Friday, the 26th of August, from 11:30 until 1 o'clock, and it'll be held at Second Presbyterian Church. That's Rick Phillips is the pastor of the church there, Second Presbyterian Church in downtown Greenville, and again, that'll be on Friday, August 26th, from 11:30 until 1 o'clock. Lunch will be provided. As of right now, there will be a minimal cost, like $5 to $10 at the most, for the lunch itself. But the rest of the presentation, obviously, is absolutely free. And just want to get some good information into the hands of pastors. Speaking of good information in the hands of pastors, the book that we're talking about today is entitled Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Cure. It's written by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and it's published by Granted Ministries, and we're speaking with the director of Granted Ministries today, Chad Thompson. Chad, how about starting by giving us some sort of a definition of what Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones defines as spiritual depression? Take as long as you like. If you need to give some background about Dr. Jones and that definition, that's fine. But just give us some sort of a working definition as to what we are talking about when we use this term, spiritual depression.
You know, we could say, just look, break it down and talk about just depression first and just that idea. And certainly today, I think that word would be used a little bit differently maybe than in Lloyd-Jones' day. Maybe it's applied to a few more kinds of symptoms than maybe what used to be. But he, you know, most basically just had the idea of unhappiness, of a lack of joy, general, you know, we think of the cartoon pictures with the cloud and the storm always raining over the you know, the character, and just
blindness,
this kind
think,
of existence.
Yeah.
And so then in terms of spiritual depression, bringing that kind of experience then into the context of the Christian life. And of course, we don't mean to take that experience and drag it into the Christian life. That's an unpleasant thing. But the reality is that Christians do go through times and seasons like that, and sometimes these are can be very, very difficult, very dark. We can certainly, some of your listeners may be familiar with William Cooper, and of course John Piper has been instrumental in making people more aware of his experiences. But a man who just suffered with depression terribly, and his pastor, of course, Newton, was very very cumbered about and with trying to minister to him and help him fight for joy in his experience. And so it poses a problem for us, because as in the Christian scripture, certainly, and the Lord Jesus Christ promises you know, an abundance of life and joy and water that wells out from our souls, and this is not very consistent with usually what we think of when we think of depression. And so if joyfulness and is the rightful inheritance of every Christian, then as Christian ministers, it's our duty to help those who aren't experiencing it come to experience it. And so this is really the burden for Dr. Lloyd-Jones, both that and then also evangelistically. Again and again, you'll find different ones that are maybe one of the reasons they have for not believing in the Christian message and that there's really life and substance there is that they know Christians who are just unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Lloyd-Jones firmly believed that joyful Christianity, exuberant Christianity, and by this I don't mean the superficial pasted-on smiles,
sure,
but a real, deep joy in God that wells up from the heart, that when that's present, that's a powerful witness for the life that is there in a living and loving Savior.
Let me read his quote about that very subject from the foreword. It says this, quoting Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, quote, believing as I do that the greatest need of the hour is a revived and a joyful Christian church, the subject dealt with in these sermons is to me of the greatest possible importance. Unhappy Christians are, to say the least, a poor recommendation for the Christian faith, and there can be little doubt but that the exuberant joy of the early Christians was one of the most potent factors in the spread of Christianity, unquote. And so right there in his own words, he's talking about the importance, as you said, not some sort of conjured up plastic smile type of situation, but real joyous and victorious Christian living. That's something that not only seemed to be missing in his day, but it seems to be woefully neglected in our day as well. Do you agree?
Yeah, I certainly do. And, you know, we could ask why that's so. And, of course, there's the subtitle. It's causes,
mm-hmm,
plural, and then cure was singular in the way he titled his book. And so just the whole treatment then of what was in his experience of pastoral counseling and all the, you know, the wide wide range of experiences that he had as he traveled the world and counseled so many times with other pastors and then thousands of Christians every year in his own church that would come through and after his preaching and seek his information and his guidance. You know, again and again, he just felt like he's coming to the dealing with the same kinds of issues with people again and again. And so what better than to treat these things from the pulpit in a very helpful and warm way, and then eventually at the at the urgency of others who pressed him to do so, to gather the material together and publish it in a book for the world.
Let me mention a couple of those biographical points that are listed in the opening foreword, the biographical foreword. Just talking about a couple of biographical points or sketches of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones and what made his ministry so important to so many different people. The first one says this, that he was such a well-rounded, intelligent, and tender personality. Maybe I'll mention these, Chad, and give you an opportunity just to say a couple words about each one.
Sure.
And why that was such an important part of his ministry. Why is it so important that he was actually, you know, well-rounded, he knew about a number of different subjects, intelligent, and though not proud about that, but very tender towards people as they came to him?
Yeah, well, maybe take those a little bit in reverse order, but this idea of being tender and open with those that come, he actually, in that same forward, they quote on that same point, there's a quote there that from a book he had written, and I just would want to read a couple lines from that. He just says this: the counselor, when he counsels, is not doing something outside of himself. He's giving something of himself and of his experience, and there's an exchange taking place between the patient and himself. Hence, the most important thing of all in counseling is the character and personality of the counselor. Mm-hmm. What is the greatest essential in a counselor? I would say that it is a quiet mind and that he is at rest in himself. You will remember how our Lord put this on one occasion: can the blind lead the blind? If the blind lead the blind, they will both fall in the ditch. In other words, if a man is in trouble within himself and is restless, he is really in need of counseling himself. How can he give useful counsel to another? And I'll stop there.
Mm.
Just this idea to be that he's himself is at rest. He's not restless and agitated, he's instead he's tender with those that come to him for help. He's not he's not sharp and quick to rebuke them for their trouble, but tries to empathize and sympathize and understand how they have, you know, what their difficulty is, and then try to, from that understanding, then to work towards a solution with them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just was going to say, and so that then is, you know, the broad range of knowledge that he had in terms of life experience, and then more than that, the deep understanding he had of Scripture just enabled him then to truly help other people.
Speaking of Scripture, the second one says he was utterly committed to the faith of utterly committed to the faith of the Scriptures. And so talk just a little bit about how important that is, obviously, in the counseling room and meeting with people with so many different points of depression that they were going through.
Sure. Well, you know, if we believe in the sufficiency of Scripture, and that's a very pregnant phrase, I'm sure you'll agree, the sufficiency of Scripture, that when it comes to the Christian life, and we believe that Peter is correct when he tells us that God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. And if that's so, then if we're going to really help people in a Christian way, really in the only way that lasts and that's effective and that brings life, then we've got to be committed to the truth and the veracity of what the Bible says. And so we trust that the Bible is going to address these things. We may not have eyes to see it at the time, but if we will give attention and study to the Scripture, we'll find that it really does speak to us about our whole life and the whole range of our experiences.
Exactly. It says then that he was a man who maintained the disciplines of private devotion. So the counsel he was giving to others, he wasn't saying that, you know, you need this, but not me. But rather, it was flowing out of his communion and his devotion and his fellowship with Christ and his own private devotion. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. And certainly, you know, of course, I didn't know him personally, but it's so good to hear those who did know him so well to say that kind of thing. And you think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there as he was ministering, and, you know, he felt power leave him, you know, and there's a very real sense, even not just in miracles, but in the sense of if you're a preacher, so you've experienced it certainly on occasions where the Lord comes and helps and you minister life to people. When that happens, there really is a sense in which power and virtue, in a sense, there's a sense in which it comes out of you, and there's a real sense there when Lloyd Jones, because he maintained and was diligent to maintain his own devotion with the Lord, he didn't get burned out and wearied of helping others. There was, just as I mentioned earlier, there was rivers of living water flowing from within.
We could go through some of the rest of the list that's there for the listening audience. There's eight of these types of categories in the biographical foreword that will give you a little bit of a snapshot of the type of man Martin Lloyd-Jones was and why people sought out counsel from him. It wasn't as if he went around looking for it, per se, as people sought him out to come to him to speak to him about what the Scriptures had to say about these particular areas of difficulty that they were having. That said then, Chad, as we get into the book itself, the structure of the book is that there are, 24 sermons somewhere in there?
There were 24 sermons preached, but there are only 21 chapters in the book.
Okay. And so in these 21 chapters, he begins then to spell out, he says himself that in these sermons, obviously in a sermon you can't deal with all of the pathologies, since we're using medical terms, I'll use that, pathologies associated with certain types of depression. But he says that it's a starting point, and it gets people to look at this subject, and then they can dig in deeper into the Word of God itself. Let's talk about it still a couple of those causes. What are some of the causes of spiritual depression?
Sure. One of my favorite chapters, and one of the ones that meant the most to me, was his third chapter. It's titled Men as Trees Walking, and it's a very odd title for a chapter, but you remember when the Lord Jesus, one of the men that he healed of blindness, he touched him once and then asked the man if he could see, and the man very honestly he said, well, I see, but I see men as trees walking. So he didn't see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And and then he was touched again and was given his full sight. And one of the things that, again, as I say, was most helpful for me is, in this chapter, is that very often, one of the things that keeps us from being receiving all the help that we need is simply pride. The idea that we've experienced something of the grace of God in some area, we've got some degree of understanding, and when asked about it, maybe there's a sense that we feel maybe we should have more, but we're ashamed to admit that we don't have all that we would like to have. We've been touched by Jesus, but we've been helped. We've received grace, but there's we feel like maybe there's more out there, but we're just unwilling to admit it. And in his talk that you know, this idea that we'd come honestly before God and cry out for more help and just confess our need, that we need you know, to continue being made like Christ. We need more help in these areas. We need help to overcome sin in various areas of our life, and to gain joy and to come to know what the truth is in certain on certain issues. Those things was a very helpful realization for me as I came and seeing that and just seeing a very plain example of that in the scriptures of a man who walked away with greater health than he had because he was honest with God about his need.
And tying that tightly to the subject of spiritual depression would be how the man would say that, you know, I just don't see things as clearly as I should. So he's depressed because he can't, you know, he just can't see clearly. Is that where Dr. Jones would tie that to the bigger subject? Or how did you, in your mind, tie that sermon to the bigger subject of spiritual depression?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just this idea that, again, we have maybe a partial understanding. We've understood some of the basic things about the scripture, but we need to go back and seek from the Lord a fuller view, a deeper view,
mm-hmm.
and those things will help us along the way. You know, there are so many excellent, wonderful things in the Christian life that the Lord teaches us, and it's not enough to, you know, to kind of come and get a general an entry-level understanding of Christian truth and go on from there and think that's enough. And we've got to get more, and we've got to press on. And so in doing so will help us, you know, to come clear and escape some of these difficulties. You know, the fundamental thing for Lloyd-Jones in this whole treatment, the whole reason the book comes about, is the fundamental belief that one of the main reasons Christians have difficulties is because their minds are not yet renewed
mm-hmm.
in various areas. And so when we come to learn what the Scripture has to say and our minds are renewed, we begin to be, we're equipped then to fight these kinds of spiritual battles. And so just that great need to renew our minds in the Scripture. And so the whole book just comes about as, you know, it's really, other men have described it as kind of a manual for the Christian life, and it really is that. It's not so much dealing with depression as it is, you know, Lloyd-Jones realizing that again and again, Christians get in a depressed condition
mm-hmm.
and have difficulty in their Christian walk because they're not realizing these basic truths about the Christian life. And
now,
so
if that was,
tries to present those to people.
If that was true in his day, and obviously it was since he wrote so much and preached so much about it, I can only imagine in what it is like in our day with there just seems to be such a low view of God. God is spoken about in such what I would term, I guess, colloquial or vulgar terminology. There seems to be such a low view of God's Word, even from within His church. In fact, I would say then that there's a low view of God's church as well. So that people want a little sermonette. They don't really want a serious study of God's Word. They seem to be more interested in the programs associated with the church than the precepts that we find in God's Word. And discipline is a dirty word in Christianity today. You know, it's not really something that we hear much about. And this is the means of grace that Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones talks about so much in his book, right? He talks about God's gymnasium and speaking about, you know, the disciplines that are needed in the Word of God on a regular basis in order to build your soul up. Is that correct? Is that a fair analysis of much of what he goes over in this book?
It sure is. You know, there's life and death at stake in our response to the Christian message and what's here in the Bible. And, you know, if there's a lack of joy for a professing Christian, the answer isn't more activity and games and fun and fellowship. Those things can all be good, but the answer most assuredly is in going deeper in the Word of God and going on with the Lord and being honest before Him in prayer and asking Him, the great physician of souls, to lay us open and cure what ails us.
In fact, we're really alluding to what the cure that Dr. Lloyd-Jones brings out in this book. The cure is found in God Himself, certainly, and then in what God has revealed to us of Himself, that is the Word of God itself. And then ultimately, the final cure will be the end of our salvation when we're with the Lord in heaven, and of course, that pristine environment and, you know, all of the glories that are associated with eternal life. That's basically then what Dr. Lloyd-Jones, I say basically in great detail, but that's what he expounds throughout these 24 sermons that are listed in this book.
Sure, that's right, and you know, that's it's a wonderful, wonderful book. I would want to remind everyone just one thing about the book is that it does have the, and I think you're gonna, you talked about maybe having some clips, and I don't know if you'll do that or not, but the CD itself is just so wonderful to hear the doctor preaching and these very messages. You know, he's considered perhaps one of the greatest preacher of the 20th century, and it's been a wonderful privilege for me to get to hear him at all. And you know, I care about preaching as a preacher myself. I want to become a better preacher.
Yes,
I want
to, me too.
Others to, you know, I want to minister the Word in ways that give life and conviction and really help God's people. And one of the best ways to do that is to listen to good preaching.
Amen. Amen. Well said. I was going to play a clip from that. It's in MP3 format, which for our listeners means you play it on your computer to listen to it. The one here in the studio for us to play on air needs to be in a WAVE format, so I wasn't able to do it on air that way. But I have listened to it the other way. And so I just invite people to go out to your website, Chad, and I want to thank you guys for pulling this book together and for your ministry there at Granted Ministries. It's just a tremendous resource. We really appreciate the work that you've done. I'm going to give people the website and specifically where they can go to find out about this book as well. But I wanted to thank you for being with us on the program today and for the ministry there at Granted Ministries.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real privilege to have the opportunity to share more about you know, what the work that we're doing, and certainly hope that we can be a blessing and a help to whoever would come across the website and pick up the books.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Chad. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Chad Thompson. Chad is the director of Granted Ministries. We were talking a little bit about the ministry itself, and then we zeroed in on a specific book that they're offering out there right now, and the title of the book is Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Its Cure. It's by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and it also includes an MP3 audio disc, and the disc has on it the sermons that were preached by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones that make up the bulk of the book, or at least I could say the foundation of what Dr. Lloyd-Jones wrote about in this book, Spiritual Depression. I highly recommend it. You can go out to their website to find out more. Again, it's www.grantedministries.org. That's grantedministries.org in order to find out more. I mentioned a little bit earlier in the broadcast that Dr. E. Calvin Beisner is coming to the area here. I just received an email from Dr. Beisner. We were putting together what he would be speaking about at that Pastor's Fellowship. It's going to be this. This will be the title, Pastor, so you want to get there to this event. It's called How to Guard Your Flock in the Face of Radical Environmentalism. We'll be talking about its the spiritual and the material dangers associated with radical environmentalism. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.